Hi there. In the first run of these 15 podcasts, each episode will be published every Tuesday from noon GMT. Happy listening. Welcome to episode 5 of Strange Powers. In this episode, we hear about the war breaking out all around us and how to protect ourselves from the dangers that conflict brings. Wake up and fight back for all our sakes. We're under attack. Never before in the history of human existence has man's inhumanity to man been more evident. There's a seething, incomprehensible nastiness everywhere. People today commit more murders, rapes, atrocities, robberies, acts of terror and hatred than ever before. Some are consumed by selfishness and greed and care not for human, animal or any other form of life. And all this is plunging the world into a downward spiral of turmoil from which we may never recover. We're being bombarded by forces surrounding us, social media, advertising, politics, sport, food, drink, sex. We respond to these forces almost without thinking. We behave as machines in thrall. The negative influences produce in us anxiety, fear, hatred, greed, lasciviousness, hysteria, stupidity, dullness and boredom. But all is not lost. Positive vibrations, if we allow them, give us love, compassion, forbearance, patience, serenity, courage and mercy. Which forces we're influenced by is our choice. And this is the beacon on the hill which gives us all hope. To recap, our world seems to be the natural habitat of negative entities, which defy any known system of reference. Their logic dominates the material world of politics and commerce, in which man's inhumanity to man is a familiar experience, where tyranny prospers and evil empires flourish. Spiritual gurus down the ages have contended that we are surrounded by entities that we cannot see but are real in their own dimensions. Lurking outside the visible spectrum are populations of these unseen beings who take the form of whatever the mind conjures up. They are tuning in to the myriad energies that fill the universe, including those we humans have created, and they feed on them to sustain their forms. They're active and intelligent and are able to act physically on people in the same way as people act physically on each other. They include discarnate spirits who lurk in the universe next door, awaiting opportunities to partake second-hand of the old lusts and thrills of earthly life. Some are activated by malice, others merely mischievous, but they draw their energies from their hosts or whatever is available in the invisible realm. Low moral ideals, that's low vibrations, attract these low spirits, while high ideals, high vibrations, repel them. All these mind vampires are busily doing their jobs, and they seem to be winning a spiritual Armageddon. They gather their strength from self-reinforcing negative energies siphoned off the violent group soul. As the human race is being infected, some can only watch and wonder. Why aren't we harnessing the good energies to provide a counterattack of positive vibrations? Why aren't we fighting back? By withdrawing our heads into our shells like tortoises, we're making ourselves vulnerable to those entities which share our dimension, but which are intent on satisfying their own base motives. We must stop sleepwalking through our lives, our minds stuck in undiscerning mode while rival demands clamour for our attention and many a negative power slips through our defences. What can we do to help ourselves and perhaps at the same time make the world a better place? Firstly, we must draw on the special gift exclusively bestowed on us humans by the cosmic mind and tap into that unlimited reservoir of power out there and all around us. To do this, we have to acknowledge and believe in the power of our consciousness and its partnership with the divine, and then harness our minds to only positive energies. Guard carefully what comes in, making sure we admit only that which is positive, honourable, virtuous, true, healthful, pure and good. So keep those vibrations high, those thoughts positive, and those ideals flawless, and let the fight back begin. You'll find much more information about the world of the unexplained in my Psychic Mind series of books, which are all available from Amazon.